My guest today on Piano Jazz is Larry Willis. He's an all-around musician, a swinging pianist, composer, arranger, and musical director. Larry's playing is lyrical, relaxed, and best of all, fun to listen to.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Marion.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Oh, that's good to hear. I have a question for you.
Yes.
What is Maple Shade Records? That's something you were very involved with.
Yes.
I'm curious about that.
Yes. I started my involvement with Maple Shade Records, I guess, in the late 80s, early 90s. And it's a wonderful combination of a lot of things. You know, not only is it a record company, it makes audiophile hardware, and it records a lot of different kinds of music, ranging from Celtic jazz to European classical music to bebop to opera, a lot of different things. And my piano teacher always used to impress upon me the need to approach music from an eclectic point of view, an eclectic mindset, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I would think in order to be so busy with Maple Shade, you had to know millions of styles and different forms of music. How did you actually get started playing?
Well, I went to the High School of Music and Art here in New York City. And actually as a voice major, and I had aspirations of being a classical singer, which dissipated very, very quickly once I met some young players who were high school mates of mine who were playing in Marshall Brown's Newport Youth Band.
Oh, Marshall Brown.
Yes.
I remember him.
Yes. And there were people like Jimmy Owens and Eddie Gomez in particular. And they sort of started, hearing them, I got excited about the music, first of all. And then growing up on the block that I, you know, this is, goes back to the days of hi-fi, my brother, who was a pianist, also, you know, was a big record collector, and he had a friend who brought over a Miles Davis record called Kind of Blue, and it changed my life forever.
Really?
Yes.
I think it changed a lot of lives.
I'm sure that it did.
And that really got you into piano playing.
Yes, and my brother, you know, there was a piano in the house all the time because my brother played.
So you really didn't have lessons, you just taught yourself.
I basically taught myself.
Listening, I guess.
Yes, actually, until I got into Manhattan School of Music and I met a friend who would become friends and brothers, a trumpet player from South Africa by the name of Hugh Masekela.
Oh, yes, I remember him well.
And he introduced me to a gentleman whom he met in South Africa by the name of John Mahigan.
Of all people.
Yes, and that John was my first and only piano teacher.
God, I knew John for years because he would play solo piano opposite me at the Hickory House.
At the Hickory House, yes.
John was funny.
Oh, yes.
I remember I was playing one night, I was playing a ballad, and he came running through the club hollering out, "No, no, 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 it should be a flatted fifth."
Nah, that was...
in front of all the people.
Yes.
It was,
he
it
gave
sure
me
was
some
funny.
Very, very good advice that I keep in my forefront. He said, "Larry, the piano is the most complicated piece of machinery man ever invented." And I asked him why, and he said, "Well, for starters, every time you sit down at this instrument, the odds are always 88 to 10, and they don't get any better."
Very good philosophy.
Yes, it is.
Well, how about trying out the piano and play something for us? It would be lovely to hear you.
Okay. It would be my delight. Thank you.
So, What do you think?
What about It Could Happen to You?
That's a great tune.
Yes.
Played with some mighty fine people, with Dizzy and Cannonball,
yes,
and Carmen McRae, and Carla Bley. She's really far out, isn't she?
Yes, she is. I had one of the greatest musical experiences playing with her. She's such a great composer. And when she called me to play with her, I didn't know what to expect. But she had put together quite a magnificent band with Victor Lewis and Steve Swallow, and it was just an enjoyable experience. And playing with Carla, you have to have a tremendous amount of discipline, because you just can't go off on a tangent with her. She has absolute ideas about what she wants to hear, but she does not necessarily completely, in any sense, restrict what you're capable of doing. And it was a lot of fun. She's a very interesting composer, very interesting player, and very interesting person.
And Steve, she always had Steve Swallow.
Yes.
He worked with me, too.
Oh, what a great bassist.
And a funny guy.
And a very funny guy, and his wry sense of humor way is just incredible.
Yeah, that's one thing. Jazz has got to have humor.
It does. It does. It does.
I remember we were working together one time, and we were crossing the street, and he took my arm, and I said, thanks, something like that. He says, well, you're my meal ticket, you know.
That sounds like Steve.
Yeah. So, pretty funny.
Yes.
And I'm just thinking of it now. You worked for a long time with Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
That's right. 7 years. That was fun. For whatever one wants to call, however they choose to label that period or that style of music, I thought it was the best of it. Here again, one of the magical things about that band was its eclecticism, and it drew from so many different elements. You could hear some bebop, you could hear some Erik Satie, you hear so many different elements, and the musicianship in that band was very, very, very high for a band that had that much success on a commercial level. And I got a chance to see a lot of the world because we traveled a lot, and it was a great experience.
Well, I think that's one of the finest, I guess you have to call it, pop group.
Or yes.
Any. I still hear it played now and again.
Yes.
You should keep playing it.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, what do you say we try a duet?
Absolutely.
Should we sort of talk about it, or should we wing it?
Wing it. Wing it. I like surprises.
Well, what could we play that we would both like?
Why don't we try Alone Together?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Thank you.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.